This is the mindfulness of hand exercise. In this exercise, I'm going to ask you to notice your hand. And I mean really notice it. And actually, I'm going to ask you to just look at your hand for 5 minutes. But before you do that, I'd like you to just take a moment right now to notice what your mind is predicting about the next 5 minutes. Maybe your mind is telling you that that's going to be a really long time. Maybe it sounds boring or tedious or difficult. So just sort of notice those thoughts and we'll check out and see if that's the case. Sometimes our mind is right at predicting things and gets it absolutely correct. But very often, its predictions are a bit off. So let's see what happens in this exercise. Now I invite you to get into a comfortable position and just turn one of your palms upward. Hold it in a comfortable distance from your face. For the next few minutes, I'd like you to observe your hand as if you were a curious scientist who's never really seen a hand before. And from that perspective, first notice the outline of your hand. Mentally trace the outline of your hand, starting at the base of the thumb, tracing around all of your fingers. Notice the shapes of the spaces between your fingers. Notice where your hand tapers at the wrist. And now notice the color of your skin. Notice it's not just one color. There are different tones and shades and dappled areas. And ever so slowly, stretch your fingers out, pushing them back as far back as they will go. And notice how the color changes in your skin. And then slowly release the tension, and notice how the color returns. Do that once more. Again, ever so slowly, noticing the color disappear and then return. And now notice the large lines on your palm. Notice the shape they make where they come together or diverge or intersect. And zoom in on one of those lines and notice how many smaller lines are feeding into it and branching out of it. Now shift your attention to one of your fingertips. Notice the spiral pattern. That pattern you always see on fingerprints. But notice how the pattern doesn't stop in your fingertip. It carries on down your finger. Trace it right on down and notice how it continues onto your palm. Now, ever so slowly, bring your little finger towards your thumb. Notice the flesh in your palm as it scrunches up. And now slowly release. And notice the flesh resume its normal contours. Now hold your hand upright in the karate chop position. Notice the difference between the skin on your palm and the skin on the back of your hand. Look at your index finger. Notice there's sort of a dividing line where those two types of skin meet each other. And ever so slowly, turn your palm. Notice the skin on the back of your hand. See if you notice any criticisms or judgments your mind might give you. Notice any scars, sunspots, blemishes. Notice the different colors in the skin, where it passes over a vein or over your knuckles. And ever so slowly, curl your hand into a gentle fist and notice the texture of your hand. Notice any comments your mind makes about that. Focus on your knuckles, gently rotating your fist and noticing the contours and valleys of your knuckles. Now tighten your fist and notice what happens to the knuckles, to their color, their prominence. And ever so slowly open your hands up and straighten out your fingers. Notice how your knuckles just disappear. Bring your attention to one of your fingernails. Notice the texture of the nail and the different shades. Notice where the skin disappears underneath the nail. And now, very slowly and gently, wiggle your finger up and down. Notice the tendons moving under your skin, pumping up and down like pistons and rods. And so that brings us to actually a little over 6 minutes. Just notice what that was like for you. See if what your mind predicted actually happened. Is it possible that you saw your hand in different ways, noticed different things than you ever might have noticed before? This hand that has been with you your entire life. Simply by noticing and observing without judgment. Maybe it was possible that you, for a brief time, had a different relationship with your hand. And what if that were possible for the rest of your body? That this body that many of us struggle with in so many different ways, through really observing it, noticing all of it, its intricacies. Maybe it would be possible to have a different, new relationship with this body that has been with us for all these years.